Blog Talk Radio.
Your friend, your co-host on Block on Family Trap channel. This is the time But suicide is not the answer. Our rendezvous today at 8 p.m. My name is Kenzie Andre, and I'm co-hosting the show with our queen and moderator, Beverly Black. And this is a pleasure for me to be here. Remember that the show can be found. You guys can call on 347-539-5285 if you have questions, comments, or any points that you want to share with us. Just call the number I just mentioned. And we know that suicide is a very big problem. In any case, you know someone who's going through the concern or the problem of suicide, someone that you feel can be suicidal, call the 1-800-273-8255 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So, tonight, as our sister Beverly mentioned before, the show will be about the rate of suicide in the Black community. We all know that people tend to say that suicide isn't a black people problem, which is the wrong way to see it, because suicide is a big problem, and it is a worldwide problem. It is a worldwide concern that needs to be addressed by you, that needs to be addressed by everyone that has a way or the available network to do it. First off, the first point that caught my attention last time, our last show was about the report, about the report from CDC. We stated how important the rate of suicide rose among teenagers, among people of the very young ages. This is something that really caught my attention, and this is a very big problem. Before we go far in the subject, I'd like to check, Beverly, are you in?
Hi, Kendi. You know, I'm not feeling well, so I just want to salute you, and I will be listening in the background. If anyone should drop off, simply call back, and I'll see your number in the booth, and you and your guest have a wonderful conversation and keep bringing enlightenment to our cause.
Okay. Okay, Beverly. Well, I hope you feel well soon. I know there is a flu out there. People got to be careful with that. People stay warm. Because I wouldn't, Beverly, you got to come back for us. You got to come back to us, like, very quick. So, because you know, you can't walk without your right arm. You know? So that's how I see you, a sister, a queen, a right horn, a queen. That's the word. Well, normally.
Much love to you, King. Much love, my queen.
Much love, sister. Before I go far and I go deeper in the subject, we all know that suicide is a very big problem, and I keep repeating it, that has different causes. And I'm going to say different causes. There is a lot of them that people are going through, but they don't know, because people don't talk about it or people don't know that they have to talk about it. Today, what shocked me today, which is something that I'm going to post on the channel, on a Suicide Is Not the Answer page, in my Facebook page, I'm going to post it right after the show, was a video of a teenager in the 15 or 16 years old, who committed suicide because of, let's say, immaturity, I would say. You know, nowadays, parents, they let kids use even social media, you know, electronic devices like tablets, laptops, and everything, you know. But most of them, they don't really control that. That kid I'm talking about on that video I saw, she had a YouTube channel and usually post videos on Facebook and this thing. But during all that postings and stuff she's been doing online, she had a friend. And they used to talk. They used to text. And then she went in a moment of weakness when she got fooled by that contact that she had, and she sent a picture that she wasn't supposed to send to him. Well, the surprise she got when she went to school, her friends in school who are connected to her through the platform that she usually uses and even on YouTube, they've been seeing the picture all over in the school. So that kid really felt ashamed and bullied in school, and her parents were yelling at her, and the parents didn't understand what happened, that she is a kid that needs to be coached. Like, as a parent, you need to tell them the danger that exists in using these platforms and using this kind of device and using that. You know, I'm not going to say that you don't tell them not to do it, because kids sometimes, when you tell them not to do something without giving them the reason, they'll just try to do it. So what happened, she posted a message on YouTube saying that she is ashamed about what she did, and she's very sorry that it happened, but she got in a moment of weakness, and then she posted, she just sent the picture for that person that used to talk to her, and that person wasn't able. It wasn't a kid. At the end, she committed suicide. So this is one of the reasons, one of the million reasons that exist that can cause suicide. And according to a document that CDC did put out about the causes of suicide, according to what they say, the rate, things that contributed to the rose of the rate of suicide, relationships has the highest rate. Relationships problems are 42% of the one of the causes of suicide. It means people going through, let's say, hell, because problems is one term, but hell is different. Because I say hell because normally some people going through problems in a relationship, but they don't know how to get out of it. And there is a problematic of substance use, which is 28%. Substance use, people are taking too much alcohol, or maybe they addicted to a medication that they've been taking. You know, some people, instead of taking drugs, or I mean, let's say taking you know, the drugs that are on the streets, sometimes they do it from they use the pharmaceutical forms. We also have 16% of the causes of suicide for job and financial problem. They've been seen as 16% of the cause of suicide. It means most of these people who lost their job, or maybe who didn't have a promotion, or maybe who lost everything they have, or even they lost their house, they lost their family, and we all know that financial problem can lead to all these things. Once you can't make money, you lose a car, you lose home, and then you can lose family, you can lose kids. And I personally met a doctor. The guy is a musician, and I'm gonna tell that little story. It's very short, because I used to meet him at the laundry, like every Thursday night at 9 p.m. He used to come and do his laundry, but I used to have a speaker with a Bluetooth speaker with him. I used to play music, like, because Earth, Wind and Fire and some jazz music I used to listen just to relax myself doing my laundry. And then one day I left the speaker at home, and then the guy came, and then he said, Andre, where's your speaker? I told him, well, I forgot to take it. Maybe I left it somewhere in the house. Then he said that, you know, I'm a doctor. I said, oh, that's good, you're a doctor. And then he said, but your music makes my week. I didn't understand what he meant by that. But one day we got in a conversation. We were trying to go to know each other. Then he told me that he lost everything. The last person he lost, he has lost. was his father, because the guy was in the 60s, he was in the 65, 66 years old. But he was trying to take care of his father, because he was the only person that he had around him. He said he lost his family, he lost his kids, he lost even his dog, and all these people he had around him, he lost them because financially he was going through problems, like very big problems. So this financial problem led him to a point where he could have committed suicide. But instead of committing suicide, he just chose to have a certain, I'm not going to say addiction, but he tried to focus himself on music. And he stopped practicing being a doctor. He stopped practicing medicine. So he has his own business. He sells instruments and all of that. So he knew, or he learned how to reprogram himself or reprogram his mind not to think about suicide. Well, we know suicide, in some people, how it works, it takes over. And it takes over how it takes the doctor. There's a doctor called Mantak Kia. He said that we have two brains. Our digestive system, the intestine and all of that, he said that all this is a contribution in storing energy that will fuel our mind and protect our brain. We know we all have a brain. Normally we have a brain. But he said that this network of positive, negative that are in our stomach, this is also a way for us to store energy. And how he explained that is because, an example, if you are at work and let's say you have the pressure of work, you have pressure at home and everything, and then your boss calls you and said, Andre, here, and I need that report right now. Your first reaction won't be directly in your mind. It won't be directly in your brain. The first reaction will be in your stomach. Of course, some people, they go to the restroom like very quick because they feel stressed. Some people will just start, they will start becoming sweat, and they will sweating and everything. So he said that we need to know how to control the mind and not letting our body take over in controlling the mind. So
wow. You know, Andre, that is the perfect segue and one of our guests' bullet points about let's grow mental wellness. So let me assist you, because normally I would be on here with you, but I'm not going to stay the whole show. But let me go ahead and give a little brief about our guest before we bring him on, all right? Because that's the perfect segue
okay, no
to
problem,
mental
no
wellness.
Problem, great.
And thank you, all of the right information. We need to understand what Andre just said and really take it to heart. Now, our guest is Mr. Andrew. So we have Andre interviewing Andrew. Andrew E. Guy is a phenomenal inspiration to millions, TEDx speaker, author, and thought leader who challenged people to shift their mindset. Now, this is, the perfect segue to what Andre has set up for this conversation. And Andrew suggests that we shift our mindset from limited belief to creating a greater impact of influence and a life with meaning and purpose. Whether he's delivering conference keynotes, facilitating staff development seminars, advising municipal leaders, or empowering students to higher performance, Andrew empowers you to create your greatest impact in the four most important areas of your life. Now, he can tell us that, but quickly, it's let's grow mental wellness, building your success on the right foundation, leading from within. Now, and Andre, you were just talking about, we get that stomach, starts to feeling queasy when the boss comes in with a command. When life shows up, we might feel it in our gut first. And then the fourth bullet point is finding your area of influence. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, welcome Mr. Andrew E. Guy to Suicide is Not the Answer. Hello, Mr. Guy, are you there? We cannot hear you, Mr. Guy, but your line is open, area code 646. Hello, Mr. Guy. All right. For some reason, we're having some technical difficulty hearing our guest.
Maybe if our guest is in movement, that could happen. Mr. Guy?
Well, he's definitely on the line. Okay, well, his line will remain open, and prayerfully he can jump in here with you. Continue, Andre. Suicide is
okay.
Not the answer. Excuse me, Ken D. Let me correct myself for the audience and listening members. Andre is his last name. So let me return the show back to you, Ken D. Thank you.
Thank you, Beverly. Thank you. So, yeah. I was talking about the causes, like you just said. Thank you for the point about Mr. Andrew, which has a very great stage. And you said that we have to create our greatest impact, and that we don't have to settle, and we have to keep raising the bar, which is very powerful.
I'm sorry, we're getting a little reverb.
Can you hear me?
Turn your speakers off, please.
So this is what I was talking about, as Mr. Andrew said, that we can create our own greatest impact. It's like normally in all the motivational messages that I'm listening to, or the videos I'm watching, and also the video that today I've edited and posted on my page, it like Kobe Bryant, Dwayne The Rock, and any great artists or actors or even singers, what they tell you, they always try to better themselves every day. They always try to do the best out of themselves every day. And this is what will keep you motivated, and this is how you're going to push forward until you reach your limit, which is achieving your goal. So I think I can hear Mr. Andrew on the line. Mr. Andrew?
Can you hear me?
Andrew, I hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, with us, Andrew Guy.
That's correct.
Well, Andrew, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you here. We saw that we had some technical difficulties before.
All right, but we're good to go now, right?
Yes, we're good to go now. So, Mr.
Right,
Andrew, I'll just make a very brief introduction about myself. My name is Kenzie Andre. Kenzie
yes,
is my
yes,
first
how
name.
Are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And I am a photographer. My profession is photography, and I'm also working with the New York Photography World magazine as an official photographer. And as my sister Beverly always called me, I am someone who's focused on motivating and inspiring others doing the best of themselves, trying to keep them motivated and setting goals in specific way to reach their goals. So I am a positive person, and I am glad to have you tonight on the show. And as a positive person, a motivator, a speaker, and I have to, because I went on your page, and I got to tell you this. This is something that confirms all the things that I've been reading and listening to. Don't settle. Keep raising the bar. I don't know,
right.
Mr. Andrew, can you just make an introduction about yourself so people can know who you are?
All right. In a nutshell, really, my name is Andrew E. Guy. I'm originally from Jamaica and by way of Canada. And a little bit about me, my purpose really is to help people to understand that there's a gift on the inside of them. And when they discover that gift, they become... basically looking at a life, opening that gift, and use the gift. In a nutshell, your life is a gift. It's like a package that comes packaged with everything that you need to make this life the greatest life you've ever lived. However, there's a difference between life and alive and living. And I'm going to just break that down and just so we can be on the same page. Life is the gift. It's the package. It's like you can have Christmas any day. But alive is just the vital signs that you have, that you can interact with your environment, that you have a sense of hearing. You can respond in base of your body's temperature. You can say something and speak to other people. But living is the most important part of all those three facets. Living is where you open your package, discover your gift, and use it to empower other people. That's what it's about.
That's right. That's right.
Author, speaker, leadership and development trainer, and part of my background is I'm a certified science teacher, so I spend many years in the classroom working with children and work with them. I do travel and I speak to both corporate and the educational sector.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Andrew, thank you for the introduction, and thank you again for that message. Thank you again for being the person that you are, and thank you for reminding our addition, our listeners, that life itself is a gift, because normally, and that's why in the videos I'm making and I'm posting on Facebook, I always say at the end, think about it. So suicide, we all know this is one of the biggest problems, and I was giving a few reasons that could have caused someone to commit suicide. So we said that relationship is one of the problems that we've seen, that it is 42%, 42% in the rows of suicide. The problematic of using the substance, and financial problem, loss of housing, criminal and legal problem, physical health problem, crisis in the past and upcoming 2 weeks. That point about crisis in the past and upcoming 2 weeks, this is something that, and they say this is 29%, it caused a rose of 29% of suicide. That point looks, let's say, not really strong, but it is, because nowadays the crisis in the past, they also contribute to the problems in the relationship. I don't know if you had to deal with people coming to you that telling you that they have this relationship problem, and as I was saying, that the body itself is considered by Mantakia, the body is considered as a big bio battery. So our stomach, our digestive system is like where we store energy, and we send that energy to our brain. And this is a way for us to, you know, to give a relief to our brain, because people, when they have problems, all they do is think. They think they can have this, they think they can have that. And Mr. Andrew, I am someone who believes in this affirmation that anything that you want, anything that you think about, you can make it happen. And this is an experience that I've been through. When you keep thinking negatively and you keep surrounding yourself with negative people, you won't have anything else than negative matters that will happen in your life. So some people now, they are living in the present. So we can see them living in the present. Like, you can be right in front of me, but your mind is only focused on the past events or the past crisis that you went through, which is one of the reasons why you won't move forward. And also, people, they tend to give up because for them, anything that they try to do in their lives, anything doesn't work. I tried this, I tried that. And the gift that we have most of the time we don't even know that we have it.
Correct.
Like, for myself, my experience, I started, because I'm from Haiti, I'm from the Caribbean, I was born and raised in Haiti. My first experience was as a teacher. I used to work as a teacher, but I didn't really like to be a teacher. But I liked to be a teacher when I grew up being a teacher teaching adults in a medical school. Then after medical school, I'm like, I want to do more. So we have the earthquake that came out. We have the cholera outbreak in Haiti. Then I'm like, I wanted to do more. Then I started to work in the humanitarian sector. Then I was working with people as a human resources professional. So what I learned is I realized that we have gifts that we don't know is when I had to go through my transition to here in the United States, it was a total different reality for me. Everything was new. Well, I've been dealing with people from everywhere back in Haiti in the organization I used to work with for Sean Penn, the actor. But the reality itself, like being here on the soil, was for me something new. Today, I'm a photographer, and friends of mine even ask me, how did you shift from human resources to photography? I told them, it's not that I shifted, only because I already had that in me, but it was in process for me to realize that I had that gift that I had to use, you know? So my photography, and last time I really discovered in what I am really good at photography, this is about storytelling, because I can capture emotions. I can capture a tear. I can capture joy. I can capture the moment that people who are moving forward, sometimes if they don't have them in their memory, they can only see a picture, and that will remind them of that moment. So normally, to go back to the subject about the rate of suicide, Mr. Andrew, we say that today what concerns me a lot, what hit my heart last time, is the fact that suicide tends to go higher in the younger community, our kids in the school. And I've spent weeks and weeks watching videos, watching testimonies from kids in school going through depression, going through psychosocial problems, going through also environmental problem and sociocultural problem in schools. I don't know, what do you think about these three points? I don't know what you think about suicide, about our kids, our young age. What do you think about? What is your point?
I think it's a mouthful, but I'm going to break it down and start here. First of all, as a teacher, a certified science teacher, It ranges, based on the location, or locale plays a big role in all of this. I was a teacher in Northeast Jacksonville, Florida, and what I found out is that they called it the preliminary, the black area, Northeast Jacksonville, Florida. And the people there are predominantly black students. 90% of the students that were in the school were black. Or should I say from African descent. But what I have discovered is that our people, and I'm going to go out on the limb and say that to be politically correct, our people have not really discovered someone that they can confide in. Why? Because they said when they come forth and say what they have to say, or share a secret, so to speak, then the saying would say they would put it out in the street. You understand what I'm saying? And so they haven't found anyone that they can actually confide in. Teachers have this amazing opportunity to connect with their students. And that is to create that environment that is not just focused on the lesson plan, but the plan of life to preserve living. What does it mean? It means your ears have to be bigger than the chalk or the marker that you use on your board. That means your students are going to tell you stuff that they would never tell their parents or even their best friends. Are you listening? The deal is teachers need to be more open, with their ears more open, to listen to what students are saying, because they're saying a lot more than they're actually saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been, thank you, Mr. Andrew, for your point, and I really appreciate that. I like the way you elaborate the fact and your idea about the point. But there is something that I realized that, I mean, according with my researches, I'm just going to break down. It's from the researches I've made is from the Parent Resource Program from Jason Foundation. And I also tried to find out the most updated document about that. And they also mentioned the LGBTQ community also, that is one of the community that is also targeted by suicide. Let's say the fact that most of them, they feel marginalized, you know, bullied in schools and all that. They said that the youth suicide is very serious, and that the national health program is affecting our young people today, and this is very sensitive. Although there is really no stereotypical suicide type, young person, the statistics on youth suicide indicate that some groups are at a higher risk for suicide than others. Suicide knows no boundaries, and we all know that. It occurs across all age, economic, social, and ethnic boundaries. That's how it is, and we all know that. Because I'm seeing, again, the fact that today this is a very big problem for our kids, for the young people, for our young people who we consider as, let's say, the future of our country, you know, this is a very big problem. They said that the LGBTQ youth are often considered to be at a higher risk for suicide than their heterosexual peers. Listen, 81. They said that LGBTQ youth are often considered to be at higher risk for suicide than their heterosexual peers.
And why do you think that?
So,
why do you think they would say that?
Well, according to the statistics from the Jason Foundation, they said that 81.9% of LGBT students have experienced harassment at school because of their sexual orientation.
All right. Can I give a pointer on that? Can I say something on that?
Okay. No problem. We're listening.
It's powerful, but I'm gonna say this, and just to kind of I'm not trying to be politically correct here, but I'm really trying to reach people who are hurting. Let me just say this. All of these thoughts of suicide can stem from just one main factor, and the word is called hurt. The word is called hurt. Hurting people, the saying says, hurting people hurt other people. But before they hurt other people, they always begin with themselves. When you think about the LGBT or that organization or that community, so to speak, they are people too. Before we can put a label on them, the LGBTQ is simply just a label. Let's look at that as a label, right? But before you get to the label, they are first humans. Humans do hurt, right? So a lot of people are jumping the bandwagon of LGBTQ, and they're saying that they're a special society or an isolated society. Before they became that society, before they became that label, they were first human beings. Human beings of all sorts, doesn't matter what race, creed, color, sex, doesn't matter. They hurt, right? The issue that we're facing as it relates to suicide is that there are a lot of people that are hurting and they're looking for answers. The title of your show says suicide is not the answer. It has become the answer to many people because they're looking for a way out to escape and they're not finding it.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with you. We are all one species. We are all human. We are people, you know. But the thing is, the difference problem is so high nowadays because, you know, for any reason, you I mean, some people, they can consider you like, you know, you're not better than me or this and that, but we all people. And imagine that they said that the causes of suicide, sometimes people can even be suicidal and they don't even know that. They can be living in depression, they don't even know that. And sometimes the best advice you could find is from that person that you were marginalized, that you have marginalized, from that LGBT person, from that black kid, you know, from that baby yellow skin kid. You can find the best advice from them. Look, I'm gonna tell you what I went through. The guy I was talking about, a guy that I met at a laundromat who lost everything. He lost his family, his health, and everything. But the guy was a Jewish. Okay, I'm a black guy. And then one day I heard a lady said, oh, that guy is a Jewish. These people, they think they everything. You know, I'm like, I didn't say anything. I don't comment because I'm a pretty neutral person. So I'm like, okay. I just said, okay. Then one day, because I went through a very hard relationship. I was part of this 42% of people who thought about committing suicide because they were going through hell in a relationship. Because I thought relying on a relationship, the fact that I'm a family man, I'm a man that have a lot of love to give, I'm a man that wanted to grow up with someone and all this, I thought without this, I couldn't leave. Then at a certain point in my life, I got up, it was 20 degrees outside and I was doing my jogging, and I reprogrammed my mind, you know. And then one day that guy told me, Kendi, that you did a great job with yourself. I'm like, what do you mean? He said that we can see that you, the way you are now, that's not how you were before. I told him that you are right, because he was watching my pictures. And some friends of mine, they can see the difference. Some pictures I have in 2016 or 2017, and pictures I'm having now, they're too different. I'm a very different person. And besides my choice to go to church, and I got baptized, and also I worship God with my photography, because this is a gift I discovered that I had and all that. So I'm saying that.
Chime in on that right there. Let me chime in. Sorry? On the part we talk about the relationship, and just to give our listeners some more information, should I say. Or just some more, let me put it this way.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening too.
Oh, you're cutting in and out. That's the reason why. All right, so you can hear me.
Okay.
Good, right?
Yeah, right. I can hear you.
James Allen wrote this book, says, As a Man Thinketh. And it's talking about the mind, as a man thinketh. But the Bible, I'm a believer myself. I'm not here to preach a particular type of religion, but we're all spirit beings. My Bible tells me, according to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you're thinking suicide, even though you may not have committed the suicide or the act as yet, you've already done so in your mind. What you have done by reprogramming yourself is undo the damage, right, before it actually escalates to the next level. When we talk about relationship, you said 42% of the people that commit suicide are from toxic relationship. And I'm just going to add something to that. When you look at a relationship is two different individuals coming together to become one. Now, in science, we know that, you know, we have all these different matters interacting together. And then when we have a chemical reaction, it's because one atom or one type group of chemicals comes together and we have this massive interaction. Relationships are the same way. The issue that we're facing is that a lot of people were in relationships that may have gone through some previous hurt. And instead of leaving that hurt behind, they bring those past hurts into the present relationship, and that's what puts strain on the relationship. The big problem that we're facing is that not enough effective communication happening within the relationship to help solve those past problems so that our present being transformed so we can enjoy a better today and for a better future. And so instead of living forward to the future, the lack of communication in relationships leads to suicide at 42% because there is lack of communication, and most people bring their past or the baggage into the present relationship, and that is affecting the relationship.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with you, the lack of communication. And the thing is, Andrew, people now, that's what I think, people now are leaving, you know, there's, life is like a cycle, and even for relationships, like that concept is kind of a cycle. Like you go in a relationship, you're with someone for a few months or years. Okay, you broke up, and this is the same thing that is going to happen. But these two people that are, they're going to come together and to be one in the relationship.
Sure.
Most of the time, they don't question themselves. They don't evaluate themselves. You know, and this is one of the things that is very dangerous in relationships, because I will keep looking on what you did. I will keep looking on the or you cheated, or you don't listen, or you stay out, or you know, I will be looking only on this, but I will not go further saying that what are the causes of that? Am I in some way the cause of that? I know there is communication, but again, I will say people, they say that, okay, we have a lot of communication, we need to talk. People are saying that, let's compromise or let's see how we can fix this. But there is the selfishness of them wanting the relationship to work for themselves. And I'm telling you, and this is where they can hit someone without even hitting physically. You know, they talk, but you, it's like they're pushing you without even noticing. And these people, when they realize that you just get out of their life just like that, and they get mad sometimes and tell you, or leave, or I don't want you anymore, I want you to leave, I don't want you anymore in my life. You know, that person, or you tell me this and I realize that you're a selfish person, what will I do? I want to argue, I won't say anything, I'll just walk out. And why will I walk out? Is because I see that you see only yourself. And this is one thing that causes these same people to live in with the hurt in their heart, the hurt in their mind. It's like they leave every relationship they go into, they leave in their past. And at the end, when anything doesn't work, they think of committing suicide, or they think that relationships are not done for them, you know, or they think that they don't work for anything.
Let
you
me
know?
Just address that part right there. One of the things that you said is about the communication. I don't want you to think that communication is simply just, oh, he say, she say, or in today's world, he say, he say, or she say, she say. That's not what it's about. Effective communication is not just a person verbalizing something. It can also be body language. Effective communication really begins with yourself. Most people...
Exactly.
They don't know who they are. They don't have any idea who they are. They don't understand what they like. They don't understand what they dislike. And why? Because they don't spend much time with themselves, for themselves, by themselves, so they can better themselves. And the better you are at yourself, then you can be a good person or better person, so you can, when you come together with somebody else, you're actually adding instead of taking away from. A lot of people feel relationships strained because they either feel like they're carrying the relationship, they feel like one person doesn't care about the relationship, or one person doesn't value the relationship. But what it comes down to is about individuals valuing themselves, knowing themselves well enough so they can effectively communicate what they like and dislike and say, how can we, it's not even about compromise, how can we come together to make this thing work if we do so care about what we have?
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. And the thing is, and this is one of the things that hurts me a lot. I got to tell you this because I'm not judging anybody. I'm not judging anybody who's using social media to post stuff, because social media is one of the best ways to communicate a message nowadays. We all know that. Facebook, all that, we can communicate messages. But this is hurt. I mean, it hurts me in a way to see people using social media in some way. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say what kind of pictures they're posting, but some pictures, because I don't want to post something on social media that doesn't have a message in it, that doesn't have something that someone would just learn out of it. Because what you just said, people, they don't, as I told you, they don't evaluate themselves. You can see people going through problems, or they are the victim. They show you they are the victim. But in reality, they aren't the victim. It's because they don't know. It's because they are not informed that they have to know who they are. They have to know, you know, why this is happening to me, or what should I do to do it. Like in this video I posted, there's a question I put in, like, everything you do doesn't work. You know, you're trying to work as a nurse, it doesn't work. You work as a chef, it doesn't work. But the question is, it's not complaining about what you can't achieve. The question is, what am I going to do to change this situation? So people are living in a cycle. I'm not going to call circle, because circle and cycle are two different things. But people,
right,
they don't know how sometimes to break the cycles. The routine is effective once you know how to change it, once you know how to optimize it, or once you know how to do something that you didn't used to do before. Because some people, imagine, like me, I'm not comfortable doing the same thing every day. Getting up now, going to work, coming, going home, work, home, home, work, home, sleep, work, home, sleep. I can't be doing this. I have to be on a computer. I have to have a book with me. I have to be on my phone making some research about something. I have to do this because I didn't used to do it before. And I got to tell you, this relationship problem that I was going through is because I decided to break the cycle. Listening to motivational videos is something I do all the time now. And I even write my own, I even do my own motivational videos. I put them on my Facebook page, on my photography page, and everything. So,
all right, let me address a few points, because I want to stay on topic so our listeners can get the most out of this session. You mentioned about cycle versus circle, and then you mentioned social media. I'm going to address those points. And I'm going to go back a little bit to the point that you talked about, people don't let things go. People don't let things go in relationship because of one main thing. It's called unforgiveness. Unforgiveness meaning that you did something to me, I didn't appreciate it, so I'm going to hold on to it as long as I can so I can remember the hurt. But the bad thing about that is that while you are hurting, while you have embodied all of this hurt, this unforgiveness, the person that you failing to forgive has already moved on. So you have basically become the victim. You have victimized yourself in the circumstances, right? You mentioned circle and you mentioned cycle. Circle is unending. It keeps going around. It's looped. It's a loop process.
Yes.
The difference between that cycle, a cycle is periodical. That means it comes and goes. It's seasonal. People have to understand that there's a difference between circle and cycle. No, the cycle basically, if you understand that everything comes in season, that means some days everything is going to be amazing. Other days you're going to have some down days. But it still means that you have an opportunity called today. And so we have to understand that this cycle or this seasonal occurrences basically come to help us to make us better. We have to look for the opportunity to make us better, so that suicide basically should never be the actual outcome. I also have a personal experience with suicide. When I was really, really young, my mom left Jamaica and came to Canada so she could make a better life for us. And I was left with in foster homes, going to different families, from family to family. I was and it got to a point where I just couldn't take it anymore. And I wanted to take my own life. I literally attempted to take my own life. Literally go up on the mountain, look down, and the rock says jump. And I thought about it. Literally moved towards the mountain to jump. But the spirit of the one who created me says, no, I have a point. And if I had jumped at that time, I wouldn't be here right now. Long story short, there are other people that are in life that haven't had the opportunity for somebody to intercede or to intercept their decision to take it. What we have to understand is we have to have support in place to help those individuals.
Wow, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate your point, and I'm very honored to have you on the show, and I know that Beverly is also our moderator. Well, I don't know, Mr. Andrew, where people can find you, where they can, you know, if they have questions, and I guess that if they want coaching and everything, because normally I said, I think I read somewhere that people would think that they are at a certain point in their life that they can move forward or they need, I mean, they advise them to get coached. Because most of the great players in the NBA, you know, NFL, they all got a coach. And Kobe Bryant, with the Mamba mentality that he had, it's not that he had that mentality already, but something that is behind the story is because Kobe Bryant was going through stuff, but he managed to convert these hurt that he was going through. He managed to convert all the situation that he was going through to push him forward to this goal that he wanted to achieve, to always better himself every day. And he did that. He proved that, you know. So this is very encouraging. This is very motivating to have you here, to have you on the show with us. So, Mr. Andrew, can you tell people where they can find you real quick before we finish the show?
Yeah, before I do that, let me just add one point, because I am trying to make sure everyone get as much as they can, because I know that we have quite a bit of people listening. You mentioned that suicide is higher today, right, than it were before. The purpose and the reason why suicide is much higher today, I think, in my opinion, is because we have so many outlets for people to actually communicate. I mean, it's more prevalent that someone would come out on social media and say they're open to all these different, the gates have been open, the floodgates have been open, so people have more, I should say, stimulus to encourage them to either do good or bad. So social media, for example, some people will look at social media as a bad thing, but it can be used for good. But there's a lot of bad that came out of social media because of the pressures of cyberbullying and so forth, right? So I just wanted to make sure I add that point, because there are more openings for people to get access to information that either empower them to do something negative or empower them to do something in the positive or negative direction. People can reach me at AndrewGuySpeaks.com. Mm-hmm. That is www.AndrewGuySpeaks.com. They can reach me on my Facebook page. That is Andrew E. Guy Speaks. They can reach me on Twitter, that is Andrew Guy Speaks, or they can reach me on Instagram at Andrew Guy Speaks. I'm out there. I'm on LinkedIn, Andrew Guy Speaks. So anywhere I'm out there, check me out and we can conversate.
Great. Mr. Thank you, Andrew. I got to remind everybody that my name is Kenji Andre and I'm a photographer. I can be reached on Andre's K Photography on Facebook in my personal page, which is Kenji Andre. And I am glad to be with you tonight. Beverly, are you still here with us?
Yes, I am. And I want to thank both of you gentlemen for a phenomenal conversation, rife information, and just the level of honest transparency goes beyond words. So thank you both once again. Suicide is not the answer. We will return in March. So please be sure to tune in again. It will be March 12th, 2019. And you gentlemen have a blessed rest of your evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beverly. Be blessed. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good night.
You're very welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Be blessed.